Hi, this is Jerry Wells from Praise 103.9. Well, the verdict is in. George Zimmerman was found not guilty of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of Trayvon Martin. How many of us were really surprised by this verdict? Unfortunately, I wasn't. This is America, and this is Florida. Not that much has changed. In fact, it took them 44 days to even charge Zimmerman in Trayvon's death. And Zimmerman's defense team was successful in their effort to put Trayvon on trial, to generate doubt as to the facts, and to generate sympathy for their client, despite the fact that Trayvon was doing nothing wrong, despite the fact that Zimmerman disobeyed the order to break off his pursuit, despite the fact that he confronted and challenged his victim, initiating the contact. He was seen as acting in self-defense, when actually, Trayvon was the one defending himself. I heard a caller on the radio say that there's a backlash taking place in this country, and I agree. Ever since President Obama was elected, the racists have been stepping up the hate. From the disrespect you see toward the president, even among other elected officials, to the extremists buying up firearms and preparing for some type of apocalyptic future, or maybe a race war. Add to that the widely accepted perception of young African American men as basically criminals waiting for an opportunity, and the results are, or should be, obvious. Unfortunately, we don't do enough to counter that perception. We allow our young people to eagerly consume violent movies, video games, and gangster rap music that glorifies criminal behavior. Many lack positive role models, instead emulating the dress, speech, and behavior of these media-generated icons. Guns, legal and illegal, are easily available in this country. And as tragic as Trayvon's death and Zimmerman's acquittal are, young brothers die violently every day in this country, and most are victims of violence from other young black men. Is it realistic to expect to receive respect, justice, and humane treatment from others when we don't give it to each other? When we fail to teach our young people the proper values? In my opinion, yes, George Zimmerman should have been convicted of, at the very least, manslaughter. But not all the blame lies in that courtroom. This is Jerry Wells from Praise 103.9, and I'm just saying.